The nation's largest discount brokerage has announced plans to lay off more than 2,000 workers. The news of more pink slips at a U.S. company comes as stocks fell yesterday to their lowest level in nearly 5 months. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Discount brokerage Charles Schwab says it was forced to make the layoffs because of what it calls the toughest market environment many of its clients have ever faced. With an already weak economy, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell below 10,000 yesterday. The NASDAQ was also down by nearly 3%. Schwab's clients haven't completely given up on the stock market. In fact, they added nearly $7.5 billion to their portfolios last month. But the steep drops have paralyzed many clients, and they're trading only half as often as they were at the beginning of the year. Schwab spokesman Glenn Matheson says that means less income for the brokerage, which makes a lot of its money on trading fees.
Investors are clearly sitting tight while they figure out if this economy and this market has bottomed out, so to speak.
Schwab's own assessment is that recovery may be further off than expected. By year's end, the brokerage will have cut its workforce almost 25%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.